from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Two people are killed, hundreds of homes devastated in mudslides in Puerto Rico. Guyana's security forces are on alert after renewed violence. And Amnesty say they'll offer aid to those who've suffered at the hands of Jamaican police. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Two people have died and hundreds have lost their homes in extensive flooding and mudslides in Puerto Rico. The government has declared 20 of the country's municipalities as disaster zones. Almost 13 inches of rain fell in less than 24 hours, and weather officials are forecasting more rain. Shannon Novak sent this report.
This afternoon, Governor Sila Calderon toured the hardest-hit communities in southwestern and central regions of Puerto Rico. Her initial estimate of damage is $140 million. She will ask the United States government for federal relief funds for the 20 disaster zones. Two people have died, one drowned in their car, and another was swept away by a river. At least 450 homes and 20 cars were washed away by rain. More than 30 roads are blocked by mudslides, landslides, and trees. Many bridges are out, and at least 150 people are remaining in government shelters. The Puerto Rico Agriculture Department says current